Bungee mobiling.
Mobiling? Is that a word? Anyway, I'm mobiling.
JE and 4ZLK mobiling also. Good morning.
I am not alone. I've been doing this for weeks. I get, well, I don't know. Somebody might be minor. Good morning. How are you doing?
Expecting a call. I'm doing well, thanks. I'm driving back up from Georgia. Work for UPS, and I'm finishing out the night. So, name is Shane, by the way.
Name here is Scott. Yeah, I've heard John a couple times. You drive night between Georgia and somewhere here in the upstate. And that's what you do. You're UPS. Thank you for making deliveries.
About everything there. Started out in the warehouse and ran a package car for 20 years, you know, local route around Greenville. And then I moved into driving the bigger trucks about 9 years ago now. Work days and nights. So kind of go back and forth depending on the mood. So doing this for the last 6 months. I'm just signed up for another 6 month stint on this route going to Atlanta 4 nights a week.
What you're doing on times like that? I work at a local paper plant here. It used to be called Caratel Paperboard. And they've gone over to rotating shifts and maintenance because the market's really soft right now. And I'm got thrown on as a shift mechanic working 4/12s, and I'm really liking it. 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., 4 days on, 4 days off, and I'm liking them 4 days off.
Sorry about my voice. I'm getting over a cold. It's been going around. Seems like everybody at work's had it too, so I don't know how long I've been able to talk because the later it gets in the morning, the worse my voice has gotten.
Could be a good thing, not necessarily bad. Yeah, my morning drive is like 15 minutes, and the afternoon drive is about 16 to 18, depending on traffic. So I don't spend a whole lot of time on the radio.
You before, we may have even talked. But where did you say you worked again? I missed the name.
Called Caratel Paperboard in Taylor's. We got bought out by Greif, so we're now Taylor's Paperboard Mill.
I recognize the other name, but I don't know if I've ever been over that way or made any deliveries there. So, but I do recognize the older name that what used to be called.
Actually, I moved out here in 04. And I was out here in the service in the 70s. But when you mention Caratel Paperboard, people recognize that they've been in the area for a long time. Because I have to admit, when I moved out here in 04, it was like what California was 30 years ago. I mean, it wasn't crowded. It was nice. There were orchards. I could ride my mini bike. Well, everybody knows how California is now. But it's interesting to mention the Caratel, and people, oh yeah, I know where that's at. And we're in Spartanburg.
I've really grown up around here. I've been here since 1971. I don't remember when we moved here. I was just 1 and a half, but I do remember the early 70s. There's a lot of change around Greenville.
The last few years, well, you know, I used to, how can I say it, I was raised in, born and raised in California, I'll admit it. I'm 3 hours behind everybody. Okay, fine. But and California was really a nice state to live in. It wasn't what it is today. If money has ruined it, I mean, it being, what, the fifth largest economy in the world now, it's just the liberals and the money. Wherever there's money, there's liberals.
Isn't it? But anyway, yeah, I've never been to California. Kind of wanted to go to visit anyway, but kind of losing interest.
AE for ID. Yeah, I'll visit. I've got family out there. My son still lives out there. He almost moved to Atlanta. Anyway, oh, man, that would have been nice. But out here, When I first came out here, I'd leave for work at 7:15 in the morning. I'd be to work at 7:30. Now, if I left the house at 7:15 in the morning, I might make it to work by about 20 minutes to 8. I mean, it sits through two lights in traffic now. I'm here in Taylor's at St. Mark's and 29, and I can literally, because of the traffic now, sit through three lights because of the amount of traffic on St. Mark's.
Please, Dad, I'm very familiar with that area. We lived, when I was in the late 80s, we lived there at Edwards Forest in Wade Hampton, Edwards Mill Road in Wade Hampton, and it was still three or four lanes in, but Greer, that's where we went to go to the DMV because there was nobody around. You could get there really quick, and there was no lines. Greer was just a little, the next town over that nobody even knew much about. But man, it sure changed now.
It's the, which one about the little towns that people don't know about. There was a, well, not anymore, but there was a little sleepy town called Tracy out in California. And it was, you just drove through it. There was a gas station. There was a Snow White drive-in for getting, you know, burgers and stuff. You know, just simple, quick. Then a couple of homes built up, a couple more homes built up, a little bit of business built. Next thing you know, it's a huge bedroom community for the Bay Area. I know, I live there. But man, you could buy a real nice home for a real good price, and there was no DMV line when I moved out there. And that was back in the mid-80s, I believe.
It's crazy how fast areas grow up, and people get attracted to an area and they move in, and Greenville County is bad about allowing what I would consider overbuilding before they start doing something about the roads, as you've noticed there out that way.
Infrastructure out here is brutal, but it's part of the growing pain. I think they're getting ready to widen out 290 Locust Hill Road. They, golly, about 15, 16 years ago, in my eyes checked, and I was talking with the optometrist. He says, yeah, in about 15 years, they plan to widen that road out. He bought some property along it. Anyway, I think they're getting started because they've gone through and put in the fiber. They've resurveyed it at least three times in the last 15 years. And now all the side streets, with about 100 feet off the 290 on all the side streets down by Little Rebel, it says end construction, end construction. Okay, it looks like they're going to widen it now. Probably start this spring.
And hopefully they'll widen it more than they need instead of bringing it up to last year's level, what they need for last year. And they'll probably work in the, you know, at the busiest times of the day instead of doing it at nighttime.
That's the main road I use to get anywhere. I have to get on 290 to get anywhere, and I can't say that. I can get onto a sandy flat road. But now I am not looking forward to it. There are alternative ways to get around traffic as they work in one area or the other. But yeah, this is going to be, I hope they build it to 2030 spec instead of 2020 spec. But you're right. I'll bet money before they even complete it, because it's supposed to go all the way to 25. It's supposed to be a main through here to 25.
Highway 11, northwest of Travelers Rest. And if we ever do go to Greer, or which is rare, but that's how we go, take 25 and then get on 290, go to the airport that way. I guess that's the way we go. Anyway, I remember when it was, there was nothing out there, just two lanes and a few houses.
Five minutes and you're middle of nowhere and you could be lost. Blindfolded and dropped off by your friends. You're not sure. But anyway, I am now at work. That was my entire commute. Left a couple minutes. And I got to get inside the plant and relieve my overnight ticket. Thank you. Your name's Scott here. I'll be clear on your final. This is 1-2 lead echo.
Good to talk to you this morning, and glad that you were able to get to work safely. Have a good day. We'll talk to you again. W1JE from N4ZLK 73.